Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to part two.
Welcome to part two.
Y'all, Poodle just told me that 8 a.m. is too early to work out. And I looked at him like, people work out at like 6 a.m.
I know.
And he said no. In fact, I used to go to a boot camp with you at 6:30.
And the only reason we would get up and do it is we would drag each other there.
And because the boot camp instructor, Bernardo, would sometimes take his shirt off if we did really.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate, let's love.
Was it 6:30?
It was 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, that was so awful.
It was horrible.
You know, I felt better the rest of the day, though.
I did. I did feel better.
I don't like physical activity that early in the day.
I'm just doing Pilates. Pilates is different for me.
I know.
I can't do Peloton at 8 in the morning. That's hard.
Yeah. Anyway. I understand. You don't come at me saying, I really get my energy. I don't give a shit.
Come at
him. I don't give a fuck what it does for you. To be honest, I'm just telling you, the body does not like to be done that way in the morning.
Opinions and things said on 90 Day Gays are not actual science
from
said
my
by
medical,
doctors.
From my medical opinion.
Please do not put this out on your social media as fact. Welcome to 90 Day Gays.
This is part two of our Hey episode.
Part two. Y'all, we took a little break. We got ourselves refreshed.
Some sugar. I refreshed my drink.
Poodle got something in his butt. We're feeling good.
I asked you to leave for about 45 minutes.
And I'm back. And here I am. So this is part two of episode 13 of Happily Ever After.
And we jump right in with Angela and Michael. First of all, this will they or won't they thing.
It's wedding day.
Is finally, we think, going to happen. And it could not be less anticlimactic or more anticlimactic.
Go to the chapel and we don't give a fuck.
Go to the chapel and we're got our cigs in a bra.
We really hate you and I'm gonna get married when I'm wearing a green bra. It's actually kind of blue aqua. Doesn't fucking matter.
Y'all, she's wearing a green bra.
I don't like to say this word. It was trashy.
I think it's just she just forgot.
Then don't. I guess you have to wear a bra.
I think Angela has to wear a bra.
Because Michael would lose an eye.
I think everyone in present would need that.
In those, I guess, but
those seal pups would be out going, arr, 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 arr.
Yeah, it's true. But doesn't, I mean, it's not like he's in the country in Nigeria. I guess they just didn't have time to go buy a new bra.
I guess.
I feel like every woman I know that got married, their undergarments are a big deal, and they are well thought out before they put on a dress.
Was there not someone on production? Is there just some old grip on a camera?
Yeah,
who's
probably.
Just the only person there?
Because you know that hairstylist didn't give a fuck.
He was hot.
He was hot.
But was there not another woman they could have sought out that says, I'll give you $50 for your bra right now?
Where was Martin Short when you need him?
What?
From Father of the Bride, Martin Short.
Oh, right.
Where is Martin Short when you need him?
I just thought that was the weirdest non sequitur I've ever heard.
Y'all, if you haven't seen Father of the Bride with Martin Short...
You mean...
And Steve Martin.
Okay, first of all, I thought you were confusing the two.
No, do yourself a favor. That movie's good. I've never seen the second one.
I haven't either. Is that with the woman who married Brad Paisley?
Yeah.
Kimberly... Something Paisley?
Adams Paisley.
I don't think it's Adams.
She was also in that...
maybe it is.
Folgers commercial Christmas ad.
What you remember her from a Christmas ad?
I loved commercials. That's one reason why I became a commercial actor. I really love commercials. I love being in them. I love what they do. I love them when they're good.
I can see you as a child. Oh, Mama, all I want to do is act in commercials.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to sing the I'm a Pepper, you're a Pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a Dr. Pepper too? Dr. Pepper, kick.
Let's move on to something.
That's where I kick in the choreography, Dr. Pepper, and I go kick.
Let's move on to something less sad.
It's true. Then we can't talk about this wedding.
Let's. So this is post the club where she fucking lost her mind.
It is.
She's wearing a rainbow dress straight out of Three's Company's Mrs. Roper.
Yep.
And
so she got it at the Cato Plus outlet, y'all. I'm just saying.
Do you think this bouquet looks fake?
Like no, they talked about the squad. It's fake. So this is a whole thing in our sissy squad. Y'all, if you're not a part of the sissy squad, jump in it. You'll find some info.
I don't want it to color. I don't read it before we do the podcast. I don't want it to color my views.
Well, I don't mean to read it, but there's sometimes people just talk about things in the episodes. And what I learned, there is not so much in the States, I think, but there are a lot of people that do traditionally fake bouquets for their wedding. So, yes, right. It was fake. Yeah.
That's so interesting.
And when it's well done, it's beautifully done. And then the way they look at it is you do something fake and then it lasts forever. It's like homecoming. You know when you put a mom? You remember when you used to get moms on homecoming and the guys would wear garters?
Yeah.
It's like that. It's fake, but then it lasts forever. Or until
you
break
up. It looks trashy.
I feel like
ours were real flowers.
I think people in the States have. Oh, you mean the homecoming?
Homecoming.
Oh, wait, maybe that was a real mom. I don't remember. I remember I got my girlfriend a long...
We can't.
I got my girlfriend Lacey a longhorn because my friend Crystal Garrison...
I keep talking.
No, Crystal Garrison used to work at Video Advantage, and
no,
she used to let me tan for free, but she also did the moms for my girlfriend. Lacey was her best friend. So Lacey had a longhorn in it that lit up. Oh, wait, maybe that was Jessica.
I'm confused.
I was very fastidious about my mom's for my ladies.
Why were you able to tan for free at Video Advantage?
Because the tanning thing was in the back of Video Advantage.
Of course. You know what? I didn't have to ask that.
It was right by.
I knew.
Hot Zone Pizza. We'd get pizza, and then you go tan.
And then you go tan. Hot Zone Tan.
Yeah, because the doctor told me it was good for my acne.
Or you could have just tanned yourself in the pizza oven.
Same.
It would have been the same thing.
Same. True.
The doctor told you it was good for your acne? Wow. Yeah. Times have changed.
Times have changed. Doctors used to tell people that, like, get out in the sun a little bit. It's good for acne. Helps dry. Which is not true.
When I had that kind of when I had that like psoriasis breakout on my leg.
Maybe it is true.
Yeah. Or that's when they would tan in very small batches. Like you would tan in like 10 minutes on either side.
Oh, that's all I could ever do in a tanning bed. You know what I miss about the tanning bed? I miss that smell of just like you're kind of...
Burning flesh?
It does smell good, though, when you leave with a little bit of coconut oil.
My mother was tanning for a while, and her doctor said, you need to stop tanning. She's like, oh, okay, fine. I'll just look washed out all the time.
You've never been to a tanning bed?
I
thought you used to be obsessed with tanning.
No, I was when I had, I do like to be tan, but I never went to a tanning bed until I had that rash.
Never. That was the first time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. That was the first time.
Not even a sexual experience in a tanning bed.
No.
Really?
I wasn't obsessed with that part of beauty like you were.
No, I just went because it was free. And because the doctor told me to go.
I wonder how many males who weren't interested in bodybuilding went to the tanning bed at that time.
A lot, because the doctor would tell them it would be in the winter, it's good for your acne. A lot
That's
of guys would
so
go.
That's so weird.
Kelly Neal had one in her house. I think she still does. She looks 50.
Wait. In her house?
Yeah, she had one in her house, and she tanned every day, and her hair is to this day still white, blonde.
How?
Dyed blonde.
You know, I can't wade into this very deep.
She's sweet.
I'm going to pay for even talking about the tanning place that was connected to the video store.
Video Advantage. Video Advantage. Yeah.
Video Advantage.
Anyway, y'all. So, okay. So, Amber, they wake up the day of. Angela's already...
I'm in my anxieties.
She's just already... They get out of bed. Michael's so nervous, he farts on her.
He's like, did you just poot on me?
And you know,
Did you poot?
And it made me think.
Come at us if your house says poot. It's very poot, Southern.
It's very Southern. The thing is, it made me wish that, like, sometimes I wish they didn't have to create all this drama for Angela and Michael. Because sometimes just them just being them and kind of getting along is enough.
I feel like she does it so well. Like she's great with playing up stuff for the camera,
but she's always stressed out. Like they could be going and getting, ingredients for meatloaf and it would be funny and stressful, but not hugely dramatic. Fuck you. I'm leaving you. Let me verbally abuse you.
I think she knows what role she has to play.
She was on Maury Povich.
Exactly. She loves drama. So she says, give me something to drink, Michael. And I wrote down, what the fuck is he making?
Okay.
Here's the ingredients. It looks like some type of, like, michelada.
Yeah, that's like, it looked like a version of a michelada.
Beer.
And then.
Tomato sauce.
But it wasn't tomato sauce. It was
hot sauce. Tomato juice.
Just a bottle of fucking hot sauce.
Yeah. Like, and like, no, I feel like there was a bottle of tomato juice, I think it was.
Okay, good.
And then there was a lot of hot sauce.
And you know what I thought?
I think it was the michelada.
I thought Angela is really overweight and smokes.
And that's what they drink in the morning.
And you can't tell me this doesn't bother. How come she doesn't have acid reflux and we do?
That is unfair. You're exactly right.
Y'all,
do you know what would happen to me if I drank a fucking Bloody Mary in the morning?
I would be burning the whole day.
I would breathe fire.
It would be, I would feel horrible the whole day.
I'd have to lay in bed the whole day.
Yeah. No, I'd have to stand up, so I couldn't. Y'all, it'd be a whole ordeal.
I'm angry about this cruelty.
And Angela could, y'all, because smoking is like makes your reflux,
acid
like
reflux way go
worse.
Way worse.
So you know it has to be. And I'm like, what the fuck, God?
That's why her stomach hurts.
Exactly. Already her
WTF Jehovah.
And her cholesterol's not high? Come on.
I agree. So she's in her anxieties. She's kind of still baiting him with like, I maybe will marry you. And I'm just like, I'm to the point where I'm like, this is not charming for me anymore.
No,
this is not. I don't really give a shit if you get married.
I don't give
a shit if you stay married. I'm not even annoyed that you've guilted this man who, I don't know, definitely is using you to get to the U.S. Anymore. I don't feel sorry for him. I don't feel sorry for anybody. I just really would rather not see either of your stories play out anymore.
Same.
Yeah.
Like I said last week, I'm done.
I'm done. I'm Mother Debbie done.
Now, if that hairdresser wants to start his own OnlyFans, I'm interested.
They wake up, y'all, and I wanted to say, she did say, she's like, you know, Michael, it's been a beautiful journey. And I went, ha! First of all, let's think about what would their memories reel look like? Memories of the life we've left behind.
Fuck you, Michael. Fuck you and the horse she rode it on.
A misty watercolor memories.
Baby. I took the blowjob.
This is what I'm talking about. We're done.
Baby, I'm sorry.
The life we left behind.
You took my money, Michael. You took my money from the ATM. You're a sorry son of a bitch.
Colored memories of the way we were.
And scene.
And stuff like.
I think that was our first montage.
You had it, Michael. You did this the last straw. There have been at least 30 last straws.
30.
Yeah.
Last straws.
You went and going to fuck some bitch. Yeah, it's just after a while we get so immune to it, y'all. I just wonder, are there any? It's interesting because they've talked about giving her her own spinoff, and I don't know if she has.
Sorry,
any.
I forgot we were on radio. I was just shaking my head. No,
I don't know. I know. I was kind of like, use your words, Helen.
I just was like, no.
I'm. Does she have? She had some notoriety at the beginning. Because she was so crazy and weird. Now we've just seen her be abusive. And honestly, what we've talked about has been either very colonial behavior with Michael and his family and kind of things that could be considered pretty racist, saying things. I'm so not interested. I don't care.
Yeah.
And that's a hard thing to say. Like, I have a feeling, I think I care about most of what happens to these people, more that I've already predicted death for a lot of them or death for their relationships. I definitely care about Kalani and Asuelu. I want to see how that story works out. I don't give a fuck about Colt. I want to see him get his just desserts, but I kind of am interested. I honestly have no interest in watching how Angela's story plays out anymore.
Again, it's like last
week.
That's
rough to say.
After last week, I was done. A fall from grace. Because we really liked Angela. And I think a lot of people did. They liked her heart. But you know, some people still do.
And I could give, and I honestly kind of want to see Tania, that's their couple name, Tingen. Tania and Sinjin implode. Because I want her to kind of like give it to him. And I want her to give it back to her. Paul and Carini,
no.
I just want... I kind of want them to go away, far away.
Carini to, yeah.
Yeah. Abby, and Andre and Libby, I want her to go away and him to come live with me.
Yeah. God, he looks
so
good. What are we talking about?
We're moving on to
almost done with
their beautiful journey. And we wake up in the morning. Angela has full-on troll doll hair. Like, this is so treated, y'all. What is the poor hairdresser going to even do?
It's so fried. When he comes over, well, first of all, they drive up to the venue. Looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
Looks beautiful. They drive up.
She's real excited for cake, y'all.
Real excited
that's
for cake.
That's the most exciting thing.
But the hairdresser, y'all, and I notice this too. I don't know if this hairdresser has actually been to hairdressing school. The way he grabs that top knot.
What gave you the indication? The way he held his comb in his own beard?
Yes.
Before he put it through her hair?
Maybe.
That's how he held it there.
Yeah. Or even when he held her top knot, it looked like the way the cartoon guys would hold their wives in the Flintstones.
A little dragging.
Hair, yeah.
I want to reiterate. He held the comb that he was combing her hair with in his own facial hair.
He also burned her with a flat iron.
I want to reiterate. He inserted the blue comb to hold it in his own facial hair. He then combed her hair with it, then put it back in his facial hair.
Mm-hmm.
I could not get past it. All I could do is stare at it.
You'd still suck his dick, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just check him.
Yeah. His facial hair.
With the comb and his beard?
We don't have to kiss. That would be a no-kiss job.
Okay.
Because y'all, you can, human hair, and for the one point, some facial hair, it's one of the most disgusting things in the world.
Oh, God, here we go.
But the fact that it was sitting in his facial hair, as a barber, you could never do that.
No.
I don't care where we are.
I don't think he's a barber. I don't think he's a stylist. I think he's one of Michael's friends in the club. He's like, can you do her hair? And he was like, sure.
He didn't do a bad job kind of putting it up.
It did look pretty when it was up.
He did put this enormous horsehair House of 11 fall in it.
And it was wrapped around her head like honestly, Angela is...
It looked like those snakes on Q-bert. Remember Q-bert snakes?
Yes, yes.
That's what that fall looked like, y'all.
Q-bert was gay, by the way.
Doink, 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 dick, dick, well, dick.
She really needed more... Amber is a bigger woman.
Angela.
What did I say? I said Amber.
Amber,
sorry.
You did.
Angela's a bigger woman. And so with her hair in a top knot, she just kind of looked like...
She went full rock monster.
Yeah, made her head look too small. She needed to actually get some extensions, like with some curls and like a little...
It should have been bigger, more volume.
Yeah, more volume.
I agree.
Anyway, y'all... She's there getting ready. She's like, I still can't believe I can't. It's my tax-paying right to get married in America. And I went, oh, I'm glad you're remembering other things I dislike about you.
Y'all, everyone pays taxes. If you don't pay taxes, you're a deadbeat. It's just what we do. It offers you no special privileges.
It doesn't give you special privileges. Again, Ben Franklin said, death and taxes.
And people who talk, who use this kind of stuff, they say, my tax dollars, you know what? I pay taxes, so I get blah, 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 blah. You know what? You're going to pay taxes, and somehow the people who don't pay taxes, there are people who don't pay taxes. You're paying for them, too. Guess what? That's life. Tough shit. Get over it. I'm so fucking tired of hearing about that.
I agree.
I'm not saying you're responsible for paying other people's taxes. That's life. That's life.
Oh,
I am on a tear today.
This is what happens when Poodle gets air conditioned.
I've had sugar.
He comes alive.
And I've had a drink, and I'm crazy.
Oh, God.
I'm Maggie the Cat, and I'm alive, Daddy. I'm alive.
He really is Maggie the Cat. Michael's with his friends, and they're like, Michael, this is it. This is past the point. This is it. And then that's when Angela comes out in her wedding dress, which is pretty, in a bluish green bra.
I just can't imagine there wasn't someone on production or someone to help us here. Because this woman had to have pictures taken.
But maybe that's why I made better TV.
I guess. This isn't like a bride emergency.
I know.
Anyway.
I'm just letting you get through it like it's trauma, and I'm just sitting with you right now. I don't know what to say.
Also, I think Michael's suit fits so poorly. It doesn't fit well. There was no tailoring.
And it's so... She went to a really fancy shop to get it.
But like, y'all... No suit is really going to fit off the rack.
No.
For unless you're like a unless you're Florian, no suit's going to fit off the rack.
And she's been there for a bit. So can he try it on and couldn't they get it tailored?
I don't know.
Like it's not like Nigeria's fucking like
he looked like he was wearing
the outskirts of, you know.
He looked like he was wearing his grandfather's suit. It was terrible.
Again, he looked like that high school kid. Sue me. What can you do me?
That would have been that purple suit would have been a great costume for Guys and Dolls.
Yep.
Again, y'all, the continuation of will they get married? Will Angela say I will submit to you?
When the vow say obey, she goes, huh?
And I say, who fucking cares?
Fucking cares. Let's talk about St. John and Tania.
Oh, I thought it was Andre and Libby first.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it is Andre and Libby first.
Oh, let's talk about Libby and Andre.
So you guys, Libby and Andre, this is, we're halfway, we're knee deep. We're fist and the ass deep.
And we're fisting.
Or the vagina deep.
And we're fisting a punching bag.
And we're punching bags.
We're punching.
And like,
and when Andre does it.
And like Coke Face Charlie tries to punch it. And it kind of goes there.
Kind of goes there.
Coke Bloat.
Chuck,
that's his name, my name for him from now
Coke
on.
Bloat?
Is Coke Bloat.
I like that. Chuck hits it. It goes nowhere. In fact, Jen, his daughter, is way stronger than him. That's awesome.
But y'all.
When Andre.
It knocked it back there. They had to remove it. And I jizzed in my pants. I got to be honest.
Y'all, I mean.
I understand completely why Elizabeth has it in for him. Because, y'all, he knows how to fuck.
He does.
He will fuck you and until you can't take it anymore. And he knows your body so well. Mm-hmm. He knows how far he can take you.
Riders on the storm.
Where was I? I'm sorry, I went somewhere.
Riders on the storm. Fuck you in the ass. And I say, hey, don't you pass. Riders on the storm. Do, do, do,
do. Oh, I'm sorry. I just woke up. Where was I?
Carl? These little faggots know the Doors. I'm shocked.
Yo, we just sang the Doors for your mom.
Yeah. My mother loves the Doors.
Oh, I grew up listening to them all the time.
So
and then remember when the Lost Boys happened and everybody started listening to the Doors again?
Yes.
And then the Lost Boys was homoerotic enough, but then as a gay teenager, you started seeing clips of Jim Morrison, and what did you do?
Oh, he was so hot. I saw Jim Morrison's grave in Paris.
Wow.
Yeah.
With the guy?
Maybe. Or maybe I met someone later that night.
Wow.
And talked to him about it.
Anyway.
Jim Morrison?
Oh, wow. Y'all, so it was hot. They hit the thing. And then they finally have, I guess, kind of a come to Jesus where.
Well, Jen basically says, I just wanted to ask you about a family issue we have. Now,
yes.
First of all, the thing about it is, If I was Libby, first of all, when I heard you met with a friend of Andre, where are you putting? You're gonna run?
No, my feet. I'm turning my shoes on because my feet
are cold.
Yeah,
it's actually chilly in here.
I know. I'm happy about it.
If you're, let's say, put yourself in Libby's place, and you're in Moldova, your
Hold
husband's
on.
Homeland.
Hold on.
I know.
My legs are up,
and he's pummeling you from over the edge.
All
just
right.
Smiling that kind of like devilish smile.
What did you want? I should pummel you.
Okay, I'm here.
Anyway, put yourself in that, and someone says, yeah, your sister and your brother, and they're like, yeah, we met with your husband's friend earlier because we wanted to ask him some questions. Your first response is, what the fuck?
It should be, why the fuck did you meet with my husband's friend and not tell me about it?
I would have lost my shit.
This is what I've said all along. Libby never defends or stands up for Andre.
And it's not even, it's defending. It's like, this is my fucking business.
But yes, she never defends herself.
Oh, she just kind of sat there like a lump on a log.
Yes.
Or a bump on a log. And then he had to basically say, and they're like, yeah, he basically said that they were, his Charlie,
he basically said that they were forced out of the country. That's my Charlie. It's basically every, like, straight douchey guy I've ever known. They said they were forced out of the country. They were forced out of the country.
Yeah, there you are. There you are.
There's always, like, he's doing a key bump before every
exactly.
time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This Moldovan coke is rough. And Libby's like, what do you mean? I was forced out of the country. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
And he's like, okay, listen.
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 I tell you.
I'm going to tell you one more time that it's not about, it's not, it's, I was being set up for a lot of reason.
And she's like, so wait a minute. Jen says, you left because you, like, did not want to, like, be basically in the mob and organized crime. And she's like, he's like,
good logic, Jen.
Yeah, I love that. He's like, good logic.
And the thing about it is, then Chuck and Jen kind of finally get it. The fact that the police force in Moldova was corrupt. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't do what they wanted you to do, if they didn't do illegal stuff, they would set you up for something. You might go to jail.
Yep.
You'd be in a kind of a mafia thing. And they're like, oh, I get it now. You had to leave to get out of that. And I understand why you wouldn't want to talk about it.
Yeah. But Charlie's like, you know, I think there's still a lot more to talk about. I think we don't haven't heard all of it.
And he has on the ugliest shirt, by the way.
You know what he
it's
looks
like? Green, ugly camo, like Old Navy second sale.
He looks like,
and I'm not shitting on Old Navy because I love some Old Navy.
We love Old Navy, but he looks like
OP maybe.
He looks like he's a fat Street Fighter character.
Fair.
You know what I mean? Like someone who's in Street Fighter. Then they got older. He's maybe coaching. He started eating at like Mel's Diner, and now he's got that old 2000 haircut.
You know what he looks like? He looks like someone who like basically was at a strip club, told a woman he'd give her $500 if he could sleep with her. Then he gets really drunk. She makes fun of him. He like hits her so hard, yeah, and he actually kills a stripper.
Wow.
That's the seriously, that's what Charlie
is.
Comes, yeah, yeah, to me.
Yeah.
And agreed. Like he dumps her body. Yeah. Yeah. And Charlie would have no problem with it. He'd just go on with his life.
Trigger alert for some of you if you've been through this. Wow.
Sorry, I should have guessed
this
that.
This is like when Poodle said,
I think I've watched, you know, too like much true crime.
You know when you drive on a drive off a cliff or drive off at a lake in a bridge? You know how that, and then we had so many sissies saying, I tried to tell you that's a phobia. And so many people were triggered by that. You're like, what?
I think we got enough true crime people in here. They're going to be fine with that stripper story.
So, y'all.
Or dancer, I should say. Exotic dancer.
So, he kind of explains it to her. And then later they go to the balcony, just when they're going home, Libby and Andre. And it's really the second beat, same song. Basically, the whole thing, she's just like, this is what bothers me about Libby. Oh, bad hiccups. She says,
here we go.
Why wouldn't you tell me everything? Why are you lying to me? I need to know everything. We're going to get married. Here's the deal. What about love? What if I don't want to care about you?
What about love?
Don't let it slip away.
It's like,
what about love? Okay. I got to finish. Don't you want somebody to care about you?
What's the rest of it?
I don't remember.
Hold you on to stay. Something like that.
Here's the deal. What if, so y'all, people behave the way you tell them, the way you condition them to behave.
Yeah.
So what do you think Andre's response would be the next time he needs to tell Libby something? In this case, if Libby said, oh man, Andre, what was that like for you to go through?
Yeah.
Was that scary?
And I think, too,
what was this? You probably were so, for you to feel like if you told me that I would think less of you when you were trying to do the right thing. Wow, that's really fucked up. None
you
of that.
You might need it someday. That's the final lyric.
Jesus.
It just came to me. I think, too,
there's just no empathy of, it's such a privileged way of,
it is. And it's kind of like, I,
something that's unfathomable for a lot of us here in the U.S. Yes, there is police, cities, whatever, yeah, organized. What the apparently like buildings in L.A. can be corrupt. Like, yeah, we have corruption. Don't get me wrong.
And it's also
not like a whole system.
And I feel like it was probably for him, it was shameful to even talk about.
Yes.
And
yes,
it was so shameful, yes, for him to even say, I had to leave my own homeland, which is a shameful thing.
Yes.
And
we see how proud he is of his homeland.
Just to talk about it would feel like he was being a coward.
Yes.
And so I understand. Also, he didn't want to get, why would he want to tell her details of stuff that like could get him in trouble or her in trouble? You know,
it's the same reason why Poodle doesn't talk about his past lovers to his new lovers.
I don't know. Mum, I've dated a couple of people. How many relationships have you been in? Oh, you know,
like one real.
The amount of no one, the How many have you had? Y'all always go one less. If they say three substantial relationships, you say two. Honestly. Because if you say, they're like, yeah, a bit like three long-term relationships, maybe two. And you go, seven. Just promise me, y'all. Always undercut. They don't need to know on the first date. The first date is not a time for complete honesty. You're just getting to know each other. Seriously. No, this is dead serious. You don't share everything.
You really need to get a 90-day fiance and be on this
show. No, literally, you just omit certain things. They don't need to know everything. Someone's dating history does not really reflect who they are.
Really, Bright? I wouldn't talk about that on your first date anyway.
No. Oh, it's like normal things in a
If somebody's talking about their ex on the first date, y'all.
Red flag. But I will say, in a gay dating situation, it's usually you've moved faster. Kind of situation.
I feel like gay people can talk about their coming out experience on a first date.
That's the most boring thing.
But it's a bonding thing because we've all been through it.
Yeah, but
and you also kind of want to know. You do want to know, like,
that's a second date thing.
I don't know, because if a guy told me, like, oh yeah, you know, I tried to come out and my family hates me, and then I went to conversion camp and all that, and they went,
well, that's
be like, whoa,
different.
That's a lot of, you know, but you, it's a
yeah,
bonding
I,
thing.
I understand, but like, I feel that there's a lot more to talk about than just your coming out stories.
What do you talk about on the first date?
Well, I already know what position they are in bed, because otherwise I don't.
Wow.
You talk about how they got to the city. You talk about normal things. You may talk about a little bit about coming out, but like, this is the thing. I think things are different now with
online
gay dating.
Well, aisle dating, I think, online.
Yeah.
So you never ask if they have an Amex Platinum card?
No, they go to the bathroom and hopefully they leave their wallet.
Wow.
Or I look at their phone.
All on the first date, everybody.
All on the first date, y'all. Those are important things to know.
The romantic. Mm-hmm. Poodle Boudreaux. All right. Any more? I think I'm done with Andre and Libby.
I mean,
it's kind of the same notes, but anything
she
else?
She basically says, I need you to tell me everything.
Everything. And so he does. And then she's
And then he
like,
kind of like loves her. He kind of like
and
hugs
then he
her.
Says, come here.
And then like gets really close to her and like eats her face. Okay, we're going to stop briefly for a commercial break. See you back here.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's J-U-V-E-D-E-R-M.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
On to South Africa. On to South Africa.
I'm going to ask you not to say South Africa and roll your R, although she did come at me.
You had a sis who came for your South African accent.
I don't know if she came for you or me.
No, she came for you.
Maybe.
She said poodle. What did she say
maybe
your
she
accent?
Thought, maybe she thought.
What did she say your accent sounded like?
Someone from England who'd spent a week in South Africa. Fine, I'll be red. I don't mind being red. The whole family is going to Tania and Sinton, you guys. The whole family is going to the Winelands.
Yeah, it's the day after the Bray.
Yeah, the Bry.
The Bry, whatever. The barbecue that they had a big fight.
You just read what you read what you've written.
Yeah.
You don't think anything else. You just read the prompter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm Ron anyway. Burgundy.
So they go wine tasting. This made me miss wine tasting in bars.
You're so bougie. This made me miss wine tasting.
Y'all, I love a good wine
tasting. You know
tasting.
The saddest thing about COVID? No more wine tasting.
Yep. That's it.
Jesus.
That's it.
Oh, fucking gays. And they're wine tasting. I went to Napa. It was amazing.
You don't like wine tasting, right? Because you don't understand. Why would you drink just half a glass of wine?
I'm okay with it.
Give me more. Pour more.
I'm okay with it. I don't usually like the people I'm with, who are the people who
Well, that's the wrong choice. I go with fun people.
No, I'm talking about the people who you meet. Like when you go with like two or three people, you're always part of a group.
Oh, no.
You're just.
Go to a private one.
Well, none of us are as bougie as you are. I like wine tasting. I feel like such a fucking fat cat when I go like, oh, can you please bring my bag, please? It always feels that way. I feel really entitled.
But if you ever get money, that's how you're going to be. You're going to make someone drive you
around.
Yeah,
but I'm not now.
That's fair.
It's going to be a whole new thing, y'all, when my bank account is full.
Full, when he finds that husband. So, okay. So, they're all having wine tasting. They're all drinking. And then Sinjin's dad just kind of goes in.
I want to talk about the guy who brings them, shows them to their table, who has a jawline like Wreck-It Ralph.
He does.
He could like hold me up and spin me around and throw me around. Did you see his arms?
He was a like muscular.
He could throw me around, y'all.
Oh God.
And like fuck me like a post hole digger.
Did you try to look for him on Instagram?
Maybe.
Y'all, sissies, if you find the cute wine that the Wreck-It Ralph that would wreck Poodle's Ralph, then find us.
He was very Bam Bam. And he wouldn't be a good lover. He'd just pound you.
Who
and pummel
played Bam
you.
Bam in the Flintstones movies?
I don't.
It was somebody hot.
Was it Freddie? Was it Freddie Prinze Jr.? Was it?
No, he was in Scooby Doo.
Who played Bam Bam? Now we're googling. I'm going to keep going.
Sure.
So Dylan does show up with some arm braces.
He does.
And then the father's like the stepfather. Stepfather Sinjin says, "We got to really see you last night." And mom says, "I felt a bit hurt." So
oh, yeah,
they're
does.
Basically going in.
They're going in on her.
Stepfather says, "Words are powerful." And I said, the stepfather here is really good at facilitating a good discussion. He's like a therapist. He's like Michael, the purple glass therapist.
It is. So my question to you, I can't believe I'm saying this again. I cannot believe I'm about to say this. Were they taking into consideration any of Tania's experience and feelings into this? Or were they just being on Sinjin side, because there's this idea. I got a little triggered when his dad said he's just a bit more easygoing. I think a lot of times we say guys are easygoing, and the translation of that is we're saying it's okay. They don't take any responsibility. A lot of guys say that. They'll say, I'm just easygoing, babe. And I think it's a cop out.
As much as I would like to disagree with you, I cannot.
What the fuck?
And I feel like life in South Africa for white men is just different. You can do whatever you want to.
You know, we had a sissy came for us and explained that in South Africa.
She didn't need to explain. She was asking for one word. She didn't need to explain anything to me.
No, but she talked about that the majority is not a lot of...
I knew that, and I misspoke.
I did not know that.
And the majority is African, black people.
But yet the minority...
The minority is the ruling class, the white people. I knew that.
I did not know that.
I just misspoke.
I
said minority
but
people.
No, but I'm using that to kind of...
Oh, so you did not know that 90% of South Africans are black.
I knew there was a... I knew it was...
It's probably not 90%. It's a big percentage, though.
But I did not know they were by far the majority, because...
By far.
Because I just imagine, coming from an American perspective, that, oh, surely these people were a majority.
Yeah, when
one
you
time.
Know someone who's South African, they're white. Yeah.
So I think that I'm actually trying to bolster what you're saying, that
right.
life for a white South African...
It seems like a bit of a fun ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially a male.
Yeah.
And it's like, so I got to say, I think I would have started, if we could go back in time, I would start a GoFundMe to have Skeksy Missy show up in the middle of this dinner and just lay them all the waste like fucking...
Gavling.
Like what? Just by the way, y'all, spoiler alert, just burn them all fucking down like Daenerys at the end of Game of Thrones.
Spoiler alert. I think they had a point here that what they were really trying to say is when you're at someone's house, don't pop off at their barbecue. That was the most important thing. Now, they did not need to gang up on her, which kind of started to happen.
Yeah, and they didn't. Maybe they also didn't mention that their son was bringing up really inappropriate personal things of a marriage right. at a barbecue.
Yeah.
While I'm defending Tania.
And he'd been drinking. The thing about it is, your friend called it. She saw her edit last season, and she's very careful.
She
Y'all,
is.
That Tania that we're seeing this season is Tania who is biting her fucking cheek to say anything.
Probably,
We saw the best of... We're seeing the best of Tania.
I think last season was more real Tania.
Yeah. We're seeing sanitized Tania.
Yeah.
Because, ooh, bitch knew she got hate last season.
She got the hate.
Okay.
She got the hate.
Yeah. She burned that pink shirt the premiere episode.
I mean, I wonder how mom and dad's were, because she's like, you know, sometimes people argue just to argue. And I'm like,
you know what? I agree with that.
I went, yeah.
And that was an indictment of Tania. Tania like smiled and looked uncomfortable. I think too, he's worried about losing his freedom, but I would say, you know what? Don't worry about losing your freedom. Worry about finding a way for us to have commonality on our life together. And I feel like too, that was his biggest problem is not asking for things from her. He's just said, yes, I'll do that.
He's
yes,
a people pleaser.
I'll do that. Exactly.
And this is what happens when you're a people pleaser.
Especially with with Tania.
You please and please and please and please and please someone. And you get into the habit of, sure, I'll do that for you. Sure, that's fine. My needs don't need to be met. Sure, sure. And then one day, you start fucking resenting it.
Yeah.
And you start to try to break the pattern, and it is wretchedly painful for both of you.
It was probably like week 4 when your girlfriend was in Costa Rica learning how to be an herbal doctor.
Yeah.
And you had to drink some Jack by your Skeksy mother-in-law.
The moment was, I think, when she said, he's not my soulmate. I think that's what changed everything for St. John.
She'll never be able to live that down.
She won't. But I think that's what changed it for St. John and went, I'm going to stop giving to you so much anymore.
Y'all, if we didn't say before, when someone asks you if your husband is your soulmate.
Say yes. Say yes.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, I can.
If you need.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. On Montgomery Hill, say yes.
Yeah, Montgomery Hill is not a lyric. Yes, I'll take a step. Yes, I won't. Yeah. Anyway, I think you're combining I'm Just a Bill and I'm Only Here on Capitol Hill. Which is the Schoolhouse Rock episode.
I'm combining that with Say Yes.
And I need to take a moment to process how I want to brain you with my fist. Y'all, it's actually not funny. I described the way his head was wired by, like, everyone had a god wiring them, and his god was, like, cross-eyed. I'm like, yeah, this goes here. I'm going to put all the right stuff in this one's head, but I'm cross-eyed. I don't know where it goes. You mean well, but it all comes out wrong. Yes, I'm Just a Bill, and I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Yes.
Yes, I can. Yes, I will.
And y'all, if you haven't seen Liza with a Z, it's a great, like, kind of like Bob Fosse directed it. You can find it on the internets, I believe.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
So do you want to move on to their friends? So they're going to go drink with Hot Andrew and James.
Oh, Andrew. Andrew could get it.
Oh, he could.
James.
Sinjin wants to start the night with Jaeger bombs.
Y'all, I'm just going to tell you this now.
What happened the last time you had a Jaeger bomb?
Nothing good can come of Jaeger bombs.
Nothing.
No. You're nothing. Not going to have a good night.
I think
it's not, tonight's going to be a good night. No, you're singing that on the way to the tow truck or the tow truck has towed your car, and you're sitting there in the tow facility puking your guts out.
Yeah, you're gonna puke if you drink Jaeger. I think the last time I had it was maybe, no, I don't even think college. I think I had such a bad experience in high school. That's all I ever did again.
Don't drink Jaeger in high school. God.
That and hot damn.
I didn't drink liquor in high school. I drank schnapps a little bit, but mostly beer.
That and Seagram 7.
Oh, Jesus. God. You know what? High school kids, if you're listening, we do have a 16-year-old listener. Drink better. Be snobs about your liquor.
Or don't drink, high school person listening.
That may be appropriate.
Don't drink. Talk to your mom if you have feelings of drinking. Or your dad. Or your guardian. Or your preacher.
Or your friend.
Not Poodle. So anyway, y'all, they're at this dinner, and so
I do not advocate underage drinking.
So they start talking.
But once you're 21, down it.
Oh, Jesus. So, okay, y'all, these friends are on it because basically Andrew says, look, I think Tania's in denial. She saw red flags when she was with, because Tania says, you know, I saw red flags. And Andrew's like, well, if you saw the red flags, then you saw it. It's your choice not to believe it. You sold yourself on it. We said this. I'm like, have they listened to our show?
Yeah. I mean, they're saying what people have said about Tania in the past and how she's trying to change him, but she saw everything that was going against him.
Yep.
And my favorite thing that was said, you guys, is Sinjin saying, you want way more change from me than I want from you. And she couldn't say anything for that.
She couldn't say anything. But James could, because he basically was like, girl.
Yeah, and she's on,
you
in
married
tears.
You married now.
Yeah.
Okay, is James gay, or is he just a guy from South Africa
who says
something and purses his lips?
I think he's just a very free man. He's a very free heterosexual man.
He's a very free heterosexual man. And so James even says, I'm going to have to take you back there. Take all of your red flags and do what? Change him or change who his is? Or you're waiting for a dream that's not going to happen.
Yep.
I literally was like, Did he listen to Jake talking about Fantasyland?
Yeah, I feel like, y'all, this needs to... They kind of need to pull an Asuelo Kalani and write down what both of them want.
Both of them want. Yeah.
I don't, and I think if they were to pull the list up to one another, it would be one of these do not equal signs.
Yeah. Because Tania says, we're not here to do this. And James says, oh, I think we are.
Yeah.
This is a catty bitch.
Yeah, Miss Mustache.
But here's the deal. Sinjin says, the deal is they really need a couples therapist because Sinjin says, I never told you what I need. And so the reason why it's not on
They're
Tania,
not communicating.
You can't be mad at someone for not reading your mind.
It's also...
And Tania is trying to read his mind because Sinjin is not telling her what he
they're
needs.
They're not communicating. Yeah. Even though she's like... She thinks they are communicating a lot. You're not getting authentic communication from
him. Because I used to be like that. I'd be like, but I can't believe they did that to me. And then I'd have real bitch friend over here saying, if you don't tell people what you want, they're gonna treat you how they want to treat you.
You would bend over and just take it from anyone.
And I was a pushover.
Exactly.
So, you know, I think that it's, they're just basically like, Tania needs to have patience. And she's like, okay, I'll work on that, but...
She's not going
to
work on it.
I still don't think they're going to be together.
They'll have to have... They should wind up in couples therapy. Supposedly, they're still together.
I still think there's a part of me that says... I think
he's going to cheat on her.
He's a cheater.
You're dead on right.
I think what Sijin is still saying... I'm an easygoing guy, and he's going to use that forever to not take responsibility and not ever show up and be an adult.
I agree, because it seems like that is how his parents treated him.
Yep. Especially after seeing this.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And they've said, he's a very free spirit. So, yeah.
Which is why saying, we let him do what he wants.
Yeah.
He doesn't take responsibility for anything.
If Sinjin doesn't get anything done, he doesn't get it done.
If he doesn't want to be... But I'm like, you're not a fucking child. You decided to marry someone. Yep. No one forced you. You fucking decided to do that. So either make it work or get the fuck out.
And I feel like he's gone from...
I think he's more in the wrong than she is.
I don't even think either of them are in the wrong. I feel like they just don't speak the same language to one another.
No, they don't.
And I feel like his parents were always there to kind of be there to say... Yeah, sure. If you need to move out of your place for a while, come stay with us for a while.
Yeah.
Your dream of being a bartender and surfing on the weekends. And
sure.
Your next dream of living in Morocco for a while. Or, fine. Sinjin's a wanderer.
Yep.
He doesn't have to support anyone because, let's say, God forbid Sinjin was a black South African with either a family to support. He could not be a free spirit.
No.
So, yeah, they're not looking good right now.
Speaking of people who don't like to do shit and pull their own weight, let's talk about Paul.
Hey, Fran. Creanie, there's a shit ton packed in the car, and we're going to go out in the rain to see a poop factory.
All right. And by the way, we're going to play this song called Stay, Stay, Stay With Me. This really random song. I Shazammed
that
it.
That was weird.
This is from a band called They Might Be Tall People. They wanted to say We Might Be Giants. That name was taken. And they're a Canadian band. And they didn't want to offend anyone.
I believe
they're from Windsor.
This is also signed to Def Jam Records.
Yeah.
Which we've talked about on our Too Hot to Handle. Not DEF, but DEAF Jam.
Uh-huh. It's where they don't listen before they sign you.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
y'all.
It's a Lee Spike joint.
Yes, exactly. So, look up They Might Be Tall People.
They Might
Be Tall
People.
You can find them anywhere you can buy music from Sam Goody.
Stay, stay, stay together.
Y'all, my father's a plumber, and he's never even taken me to a water treatment plant.
I just think this is the worst group outing ever.
It's horrible.
I feel like...
And Karina sees through it.
I feel like He's almost trolling her at this point.
No, she's like, you're bad. Because he's trying to say, I'm just trying to show, I'm going here to get a job. No, he's going here to say, look how much better my country is than yours.
This, we do sewage treatment and you like shit in the river.
Yeah, because he's like, Tongqing stinks. It stinks. And it probably does. Karina probably can't smell
but
it.
But not as bad as a sewage treatment plant.
We had one right by our high school and it smelled so bad. I used to play over by it while my brother was playing baseball and I'd get bored. No, that's where I'd play Wonder Woman and run around the poop facility.
So they want to visit the poop water facility and she says, you're bad. He's obsessed. He should be a plumber. And she's like, he's obsessed with poop. And I think in Paul's weird logic that this is convincing her to stay in America in a weird way.
I think he's trolling her, but I also think in his way, because this is what's important to him.
Right. I think, and we have a guy who walks over who is the kind of manager. I think right now, I think it's time for an episode of 90 Days Theater. I'm going to ask you to play the role of Guy, owner of the facility, as well as Karini. And I'll be playing the role of, hey, Fran Paul.
All right.
Fran, this has been such a nice tour of this poop water facility. Fran, I've really enjoyed. I know it's pouring down rain, and I brought my wife and my newborn baby out here, and we're doing our best. And I'd also like to ask you, are you hiring at the moment? Are you hiring? You know, it's a weird thing to ask, I know, on a tour, especially the poop water facility.
Goddamn, boy, I haven't even had my lunch break yet. I haven't even had my crystal light. God, Paul. What do you think? How are you?
Is that a no? Is that a no, friend?
I mean, fuck, look at, you're wearing an oversized camo shirt I think you got from Kmart.
I'll have you know it's Under Armour, but I will, I'll take that under advisement.
You're bringing your wife and your baby out to a fucking poop facility. Who does that?
Well, I was actually quite fascinated with your technology here, friend, and I wanted to tell you
this is the weirdest fucking job interview I've ever done.
You know what? So is that a yes?
Fuck no. I got to go on my break. Just stay here out of the rain. Fuck.
And scene. I've got to ask, what do you have in your mouth?
Chewing tobacco.
That is what is you. So I thought you put something in your mouth.
No, it's just I move my.
That is so method, y'all.
I go there.
I'm actually really impressed. People come at me and say I am mean to you all the time. I swear to God, I will completely validate you when you do something really well.
Look, you know what Poodle's taught me? If he does something,
I'm a professional and I have very high standards.
And a lot of it, I realize, is not about me. It's his stuff.
Very much high standards, yeah.
And if Poodle crosses a line, y'all, I will tell him, as I have told him.
Oh, you should hear what happens if we off air. I'm verbally abused. Oh.
But he has taught me to stand up for myself, and then he realized, oh, fuck, now he's doing it with me. So we're fine.
Y'all, anyway, so.
That makes sense because I was talking at him, and you were. I thought I had something on my face because you were kind of looking at me.
I was like, what is in your mouth? And I'm like, oh, I believe that's a chaw.
Yeah, it's a chaw.
Good for you.
Thanks. Paul's a fuck. Why can't Paul book? And
he still doesn't have a job, by the way.
I'm going to say this, and I don't mean in a demeaning way. I really, because people that work at places like a convenience store or McDonald's, these are hardworking people.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that. I'm saying, though, the qualifications to work at those places, like, you don't have to have a school degree even. Like, you could, so you need to be, now, I don't understand why Paul couldn't get those jobs. Now, I don't think Paul could keep all those jobs because, like some of those people who work at a 7-Eleven or a Burger King that are hardworking, Paul is not hardworking, and he would fucking blow up the fry machine.
He's been in a tech job before.
But couldn't he at least, like, get a job somewhere?
Yeah, that's what's weird.
It hit me. He doesn't want to work.
No, he doesn't want to work.
And he's going back to Brazil saying he tried. He just wants to jump from place to place.
Brazil is the last resort to make so Karini won't leave him.
Exactly. He doesn't want to take any responsibility, and he wants to drag this out for as long as he can.
And y'all, so they're going to go back to, he agrees in the end to go back to Tonachin's friend.
Tonachin's.
That is the most Paul town in the world, the way he said it.
Tonachin's.
It's almost better than Manaus friend.
It's almost like Winniewood.
Winniewood friend. So he's going to go back, he agrees. He's like, for a little bit.
For a little bit, friend.
He's like, it's going to be hard living with Karini's family. But I want her to, like, I know she misses Brazil and she misses mother and father.
Because Karini, I think, thought that she would have more family support. At least from the way that this has been edited, Mary's having to take
mother, Mother Paul is like having lunch at Cairo's with her bridge group every day.
She's having to say, sorry, you've got to do this on your fucking own. Yeah. I'm not raising your kid. Which, good for her, because Paul's dad probably is having none of it.
Yeah.
It's not that hard to get a job.
I agree.
Harder to keep a job, which Paul would fuck up, but it's not that hard to get one, y'all.
I agree.
No.
You're just flailing your body. You're flailing your body.
Does it feel? Is it nostalgic to see a twink dance around in your hotel room for you?
And by a twink dancing in my hotel room, this is like flash forward 30 years. It was like something like out of Terminator.
Let's just listen.
Mm-hmm. What kind of like telescope filter is that twink in it? I don't think you were ever a twink.
No, I was a twink.
I was a twink.
Yeah, I don't think I ever was. I was always kind of a man.
I think you moved from like 22-year-old boy to woman. I don't think there was ever a man stage.
That's true. Oh, actually, you in high school, I was a twink, but I wasn't gay out then, so.
But your face was all misshapen.
Wow.
Think of it. No, it kind of was. We've seen it.
You know, I take
your
it back.
Your face is much better now.
Poodle's mean to me. Let's just get on
with
this.
Your face was misshapen, though.
And you know what? And your personality still is misshapen.
This is our sissy spotlight for this week.
Sissy spotlight.
Roll tape.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, Queens, it's Heather and Laura Eubanks. I just wanted to thank all of the sissies for all of the help, the love, and concern that you guys have given us through all of this lovely pothash drama with our house. We are hopefully getting out soon. We have spoken with a few lawyers and have a couple things that we need to do. And I will be giving an update to everyone soon, but I just wanted to thank you guys so much. We love you.
Y'all, we tell you, this shit is real.
Whoa.
People are really going through it.
That's Sissy Heather dealing with the podcast, as in Elizabeth's family,
the pieces of shit.
As in Family Libby, as in We Love America, as in Charlie, this Moldovan Coke has a real, bite to it.
They've been updating. You can go. They're
dealing with not getting evicted from the podcast.
Exactly. If you want to find all that out, you can join our Sissy Squad, our private Facebook group. As Poodle says, we have fun in there.
We have fun in there.
And y'all, we love you. Send prayers going
out.
Calling all prayer warriors.
For Sissy Heather and her partner.
Oh, boy. What a bunch of bullshit.
We appreciate all the goodwill that's been going on. They're fighting it. They're talking to lawyers. They're doing everything they can.
They are.
Yep.
All right, Poodle. Is it time? We're done
it's
with the show.
It's time for
that's
our
it.
Shout-outs.
Oh, yeah. I'm teasing. I remembered. Y'all, we're on a new... This is our fourth time going through the alphabet.
Wow.
Thanks again, Mary, for keeping track of this. We're starting on A, A, A.
A is for anxiety.
A is for Adam's apple. Always gave me away.
Ooh.
A is also for Adam Felk.
Felk?
Adam Felk.
Oof. I've had a good felking occasionally.
Jesus. Adam Felk.
Felk.
Y'all.
This is a boy.
This is a man.
Is he hot?
I'm not answering that question. y'all, Adam Felk.
I need to not ask that.
He is really into genealogy.
Okay.
Really, really into genealogy.
Okay.
And he has been learning about his family, and he did the Ancestry.com. He's done Me and 23.
Yeah, 23andMe.
23andMe. He even did Joni Spit in a Cup, and I'll Tell You Where You're From, reader. And so he'll do anything.
My favorite part of that was Joni.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. This is the deal. Joni told him that he's actually not a Felk.
Okay.
That he's a Belk.
Oh, my God. The Belk, like the people who own the department store from where I come from.
And that he's a bastard child of the Belks, and his name was changed to Felk. Or really with a W.
He's responsible for my mother buying me clothes for back to school all the way here.
Well, I'm surprised you haven't read about him in the paper, because ever since then...
He's a Belk.
He has been protesting every day saying, free the Felk, I'm a Belk. He thinks that's going to catch on. It really hasn't yet, but you can find him.
He should just become a Macy, because Macy's took it over.
It's true. He he feels like he has the namesake to take it back.
He's
never had a business class, and he doesn't get how commerce really works.
Right.
Owning business. He just thinks
neither did the
Belks. So he really thought he was kind of out of this. And then he started fucking a Belk. An actual Belk.
But he's a Belk.
Well, he's long since removed, so he's kind of looking over that. And he's like, it's in the South.
Like second cousin.
So he's fucking like his fourth cousin, which is fine. My cousin Lolo's married to her second cousin anyway. So
we don't like Lolo, though.
I know. So anyway, he's fucking his fourth cousin. However, he doesn't realize his fourth cousin's a man. I don't know if Adam Felk is gay in real life.
Is he aware?
I don't know if Adam Felk is gay in real life. This cousin is rich and he's fucking him, but he realizes that it's probably not going to happen because the Belks are probably pretty homophobic.
I don't know.
I'm going to say they are.
They do deal in clothes, so they have to employ a lot of gay people.
Oh, maybe they love. But either way, y'all, it's not going to happen. You know why? Because he told his story to this guy at a Whataburger, and then he said, I'm a Belk. So guess what? Spoiler alert, this guy isn't really a Belk. He's just going to take him for his money and do cocaine in his bathroom. Good luck to you, Adam.
Boy, that ended sad. Addendum, there's no Whataburgers where there are Belks, but that's okay.
You know, it's my sissy spotlight.
You know what? That's fair.
Shout out. It's fair. Poodle, who are you talking about today?
Mine is Becky... Jizzin.
Jesus.
Becky Jizzin. 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 Becky Jizzin. Not Jizzin. Jizzin. Becky, or it could be Jizzin. I don't know if the Z is voiced or not. Becky Jizzin. Let's go with Jizzin.
Sisson.
Okay. That's how they pronounce it in Europe. Anyway,
y'all. About Becky.
Becky is obsessed with big, flowing wigs.
I love her already.
To the point of, like, not just, like, cute little wigs that show that you, like, day-to-day wear. We're talking big drag wigs. Like, purple, all kinds of colors. The bigger, the better. The more shit in there. You know how, like, you get one of those Bloody Marys in a place, and it's got, like, a fucking, like, onion ring and two mozzarella sticks and a hot dog?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the wigs are basically like, but not food, like sparklers and pinwheels and shit.
I love a volume wig.
Yeah. She loves that. So she was also obsessed when they... Remember when Roseanne was on?
Yeah.
And the one woman said, I'm Becky and I'm leaving. And Becky said, wait, my name is Becky. I could be on Roseanne. And she auditioned for Roseanne.
Oh.
And it was a really heated process. She comes in there with her fucking wigs all over the place. Immaculate.
Oh, wow.
Like, purple wigs.
She didn't really do her character research, did she?
No, she didn't. She didn't know it was a working class family. She didn't realize that Roseanne's family might not have enough money to make that wig upkeep. She walked into that audition with a full-on pink bouffant, but the hair person saw something more in her and saw, out of a dream, he's like, now that's commitment. That's a girl who goes for it. That's a whole different, she reinvented that Becky character. She's now Becky who feels good about herself. This girl, I don't know what she's doing. This girl's Thera Chalk, who's the one who's really going for her. You know, she looks like she's like going to be on some show called Scrubs later. Who even knows? I may be completely clairvoyant here, but I'm just a gay hairstylist who knows really good hair. And I just know that this Becky is the Becky with the good hair.
I was waiting for it.
And the producers said, we like the other girl. So Becky with the good hair, with the purple beehive bouffant, walked away. But that hairstylist, that gay flaming queen, ran up to her and says, I just want you to know you did the best you possibly could. And I want you to work for me. And from then on, Becky with the good hair, Becky Jisson, worked on that last season of Roseanne and then was out of work right after and never worked again.
Okay.
And then she, you know, she went on, do her own thing. Never stopped wearing those pink wigs, though.
This is appropriate because it was just Beyonce's birthday this week.
Yes.
How fitting.
Anyway,
wow.
Thank you for not really doing my punchline. Don't not laughing at it.
No, I was waiting for it.
Yeah, it's not a very satisfying.
What?
Anyway, that's Becky Jisson. Let's end the show.
I liked it.
Let's just move on.
I still love that she didn't understand the show at all.
No. She knew what she liked. That's all.
Oh, y'all, that's funny because it's true because it happens. Good for you, Becky. Y'all, that's the show. You can go to 90daygays.com, find everything about us, our other podcasts we do. Sign up for our Sissy Sentinel. That's our once-a-month newsletter. We're going to be sending out some information about our virtual live show coming in October.
And y'all, join our Patreon. We're having so much fun there.
We really are. On Friday,
we're releasing a new Bi-Curious episode for you. It's going to be an episode of Selling Sunset.
Selling Sunset.
For those of you, boy, this bitch is already ready to go. She's packing up her shit.
No, I'm just moving my bag. I am hungry. I'm hungry.
So am I. You know what? And I'm a professional, so I'm fine. Yeah. I'm not packing my bag.
And you've never wrapped up the show early for your own personal needs.
Maybe.
One time, literally, he's doing this and doing this, and I was like, we
even showed up,
and he was like, get out, he's coming over.
Remember the times before COVID when you could just get fucked after a podcast?
We're going to have to record like 7 episodes on one day just to get, because I won't see him.
Yeah, I'm going to be busy. Anyway, that's the show, y'all.
That is the show. We had a really good time. Jump at us too at Cameo. Our links to Cameo are in the show notes. We got merch. We got, I think that's it. Fuck it. Oh, right. Leave a review, y'all.
Please.
Nothing pleases Poodle as punch
I'm pleased as punch.
Pleased as punch. When you leave a review on Apple Podcasts, even if you don't know what to say, give us 5 stars. And what do you say, Poodle?
Keep going, Queens. I'm sorry.
God, someone got on his phone on his Grinder
to meet somebody in the hotel. I literally had like 4 messages. I'm sorry.
Anyway,
because I've been doing this podcast since 2008.
Hey, y'all, we call these people lonely hearts, but Poodle, aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you think that working with poop water might be a job you'd be interested in, call us. We'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.